Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Sharon Da Silva, D-A, capital S-I-L-V-A. Sharon Da Silva is a 57-year-old woman who reports while doing her routine tasks at work at her station, her hand and right shoulder started to hurt, period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation and treatment for a rotator cuff tear that was repaired surgically by Dr. Bowers, B-O-W-E-R-S. Period, she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, she asserts that she was told her rotator cuff tear was unrelated to work. Period. In paragraph, as per the records supplied, Ms. Da Silva has filed two claim petitions, period, on 4/21/21, she alleged she was tearing open an envelope and injured her right shoulder, period. Her second claim petition is occupational, running through 4/21/21, period. She claimed the repetitive duties of her job caused permanent injury to the right arm, period. As per the records provided, we have a summary to insert. That's already been done. On page 3, I'll try to clarify. She, on the first line, she was evaluated by Dr. Nguyen, who works with Dr. Bowers for left knee symptoms, period. She also complained about symptoms in her right knee. Period, she had a right total knee arthroplasty 2 years earlier. Period, at that time she was told her left knee had bone on bone. Period. X-ray showed severe degenerative arthritis. Period, a corticosteroid injection was administered and physical therapy was ordered. Period. At follow-up on 10/21/21, she reported being better with the injection. Period. And then we'll go 3 paragraphs down. It is also notable that on 6/22/22, Ms. Da Silva was seen by Dr. Bowers for recurrent left knee pain worsening over the last 2 weeks without precipitating trauma. Period. The rest of that paragraph is as it stands. And continuing through page 6, she continued to see Dr. Song, S-O-N-G, through 12/11/20, only months before the subject event of 4/21/21, period. Physical exam, general appearance, she reported having a headache before the evaluation started. Period, she had her hair done in braids that she states a friend does for her. Period. And then extremities upper, inspection revealed healed portal scars about both shoulders, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, right shoulder motion in abduction was 160 degrees and flexion 150 degrees with tenderness, but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or unlocking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5-5, resisted right shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. She attended a palpation anteriorly and laterally about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuver, she had a positive near impingement maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that section is normal. Spine, cervical, active flexion was 40 degrees, comma, extension 30 degrees, comma, side bending right 20 degrees and left 25 degrees, comma, rotation left 60 degrees and full on the right to 80 degrees. The rest of that is normal, and then thoracic is normal. Impressions. Sharon Da Silva alleges an acute injury opening an envelope caused damage to her right shoulder. Here she also alleged occupational exposures running through 4/21/21 caused these problems. Period. When asked about her mechanism of injury, she states she pulls down a tote weighing 50 pounds or more, bears her right arm internally and externally rotates on a continuous basis. Period. She alleges, quote, overuse, end quote, caused this injury. Period. She also asserts she had sharp pain at home in the left shoulder, secondary to compensating for the right. Period. She had previously undergone surgery in the left shoulder, after which she could not move it for 2 years. Period. She underwent ganglion blocks at that time. Period. New paragraph. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Rizzo on 1/3/13. Period. On 7/24/13, surgery was done to be inserted. Period. On 12/23/13, surgery was done to be inserted. Period. Actually, those are going to be in the past medical history section. Dr. Bowers performed surgery on 6/8/21. Period. She had physical therapy postoperatively through 9/29/21. Period. She followed up with Dr. Bowers through 1/4/23. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found Ms. De Silva had decreased range of motion about the right shoulder, but full range of motion on the left. Period. She complained of tenderness with near impingement maneuver on the right, but other provocative maneuvers of the shoulders were negative. Period. She did have decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable, permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory right shoulder. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a rotator cuff tear repaired successfully with surgery. She has been able to remain in the workforce with her employer, but states she has a permanent accommodation of lifting no more than approximately 10 pounds. Period. And